我们在学习撒迦利亚书的时候，有提到一句话，神说：“你们转向我，我就转向你们。”
And when we study the book of Zechariah, we have learned one thing: is that if you turn, God said that if you turn to me, and I will turn to you.
那这句话在提到神跟人之间是互动的。
And so this phrase means that there's a direct interaction between God and man.
那我们有一个最基本的问题，就是神跟人是不对等的。
And so we have a fundamental question is that God and man is incorrect.
神是创造万物的来源，是伟大的。
And so God is the creator of heaven and earth and all the universe, and He's almighty.
但是人的本质是泥土。
And but the nature of man is dust.
那为什么一个这么伟大的神要跟一个不如一个微尘的人在互动？
And why would such a magnificent God would want to interact with a human that's made from dust?
那到最后的答案就是因为神的爱。
And the final answer is because God is love.
神用他的爱来创造这个世界。
And God used His love to create this world.
所以我们被造好像父跟子一样。
And so we are being created just like father and son.
他的爱极其伟大。
And so his love is so great.
所以虽然人算不了什么，他还是在看顾人。
And although man does not count for anything, but he still treasures us.
那第二个问题就是神跟人之间的关系最困难的是哪一部分？
And so the second question is, what is the most problematic thing between God and men when it comes to relationships.
因为有时候我们结过婚都知道，有的是先生很难改变，有的是太太很难改变。
And so for those that are married, knows that sometimes it's very hard for the husband to change, or other times it's very hard for the wife to change.
那我们跟神的关系最困难的是什么？要跟神建立非常亲密的关系，最困难是神还是人？
And so in order for us to have a very intimate relationship with God, what is the most difficult aspects? Is the problem lies within God or men?
是神还是人？是人啊。
And it will be men.
因为有时候我们常常在想哇，神这么伟大，我祷告怎么有可能他会听？
And so sometimes we're thinking that God is so almighty, and then how would He listen to my prayer?
我这么渺小，神怎么在乎我？
And I'm so minute, and why would He care about me?
你看，在社会上多我们一个也没多什么，少我们一个也没少什么。
And it doesn't matter whether there's one more person or one less person.
那神怎么会听我的祷告？所以我们把那个祷告没有发生功效，都把它想说啊，神。
And so many times when our prayers are not effective, and then we would often think that the problem is God.
但是如果我们想神说你们转向我，我就转向你们。
And so, but we think about the fact that God said, "Return to me, and I will return to you."
所以神在等随时他都要转向我们。
And so God is waiting, and for us to return to Him.
好像那浪子他的门可能随时都是开的。
And just like
the
father of the prodigal son, the door to the house is always open for the son.
虽然这个孩子把他财产拿去都用掉，这父亲还是等他回来。
And although the son has spent all of his possessions, but the father is still waiting for him to come back.
所以最困难不是那个父亲是那个浪子。
And so the toughest part is not the father, but rather the son.
那浪子怎么会回来？
And why would the prodigal son return back?
圣经说他觉悟到，我如果不回来，我到最后就是死了。
And because he came to a realization that if he does not return, ultimately he will die.
不只是没有东西吃。
And not only he was without food.
不只是降卑变成一个养猪的。
And not only he has to be very lowly and became a pig raiser.
最后是死了。
And at the end, he will die.
所以他就回来了。
So he returned back.
所以人要回归向神，这最难。
And so as men to return back to God, this is the hardest thing.
因此我们在读耶利米书，为什么重复这么多章节，就在讲，警告他，他又不听，又警告他又不听。你看读耶利米书都是一直在重复这个，是不是？
And so when we reading in the book of Jeremiah, we would often come across the fact that how come this? So many repeated warnings, but no one listens to it.
这个就是把神要毁灭耶路撒冷之前所做的工作细部描写。
And so this is all the works that what God was to do, and then it's recorded in details.
那这个细部描写就在描写神的忍耐，神的宽容。
And so it's really a very precise and detailed recording of God's patience and his mercy towards us. 那
也是在描写人的刚硬和人的不顺从到极点。
And then it also shows that how disobedient and how tough man's demeanor can be.
那有时候我们在回想我们自己的一生。
And so sometimes when we think back to our own lives,
有时候我们可能到了四五十岁才突然间有一个觉醒，要做某种改变。
And so maybe we come to a point at 40 or 50 years old, we came to a realization that we need to have a change.
或者说我们遇到很大的困难，我们才一个觉醒说，我的信仰要真的改变。
And maybe we came across a great difficulties, and then we came to a realization that we have to initiate a change.
所以我们在读耶利米书，有时候我们觉得他们真的是硬心到底。
And so while studying the book of Jeremiah, then we realized that the heart was so hardened till the end.
那在对照我们自己，我们发现我们没有好到哪里啊。
And so we referred this back to ourselves, we would realize that we are not anything better.
那有时候我们在读旧约圣经会有一个感觉。
And so sometimes when we're reading the Old Testament, we have a feeling.
特别是慕道朋友常常讲，旧约的神我没有办法拜。
And especially,The true seekers would say that this is a God of Old Testament I cannot worship.
那新约的神好像我比较容易接受，比较仁慈。
And because I would be able to be more prone to accept New Testament God in New Testament because it's more merciful.
其实旧约的神跟新约的神是同一位神。
But actually, the God in Old Testament and New Testament is the same God.
神昨天、今天、明天永远不改变。
And so God yesterday, today, and tomorrow will never change.
那旧约的神就是对以色列百姓选民的错误一个比较直接的回应。
And so the God in the New Testament has a direct reaction to the mistakes of the chosen people, Israelites.
回应之前有他的临民差遣先知去传警告。
And of course, before he responded and with disciplinary action, then he would send prophets to give warnings.
但是如果神完全照他的公义行出来。
And if God performed his works due to his righteousness.
那这样以色列百姓可能全部都被烧掉了。
And but all the Israelites would be burned.
所以其实神还是有怜悯。
And so God is actually merciful.
那在新约时代，主耶稣来说，我来是要拯救，不是审判。
And so God in the New Testament came and says that I came to save and not to judge.
但是那不信的，在末日，我讲的话要审判他。
And but to the unbelievers at end of the days, I would hold judgment against them.
那如果我看启示录的预言，将来神的公义审判来到，比旧约更可怕。
And if you see the prophecies of the book of Revelations, that the judgment in the future and the righteousness that beholds will be more severe in the past.
那个是空前的，也是绝后的。
And so this is the ultimate judgment, and it never exists, and it would never happen again.
所以主耶稣来是先把怜悯来，但不，公义就留到最后。
And so Jesus came with mercifulness, and righteousness will be hold until the end.
但是将来的公义在旧约圣经是看不到的，更可怕。
And the righteousness in the future, you cannot see that in the Old Testament because it's more severe.
好，所以为什么我们在耶利米书一直看到重复在记载他们不悔改。
And so that's why we will see repeatedly in the book of Jeremiah that the people does not want to repent.
那如果我们再把我们自己想象说，我们放到如果换我来当神，会变成什么？
And so if we think in ourselves that if we place in God's position, what will we do?
可能这个世界早就被我灭掉了。
And maybe the world is possibly destroyed by me.
所以其实人并没有比神好。
And but a man is not much better than God.
那回转向神，一个这个就是悔改。
And so return back to God, this is a repentance.
所以悔改是很难的一个功课。
And so repent, it's a very difficult assignment.
人如果懂得悔改，信仰会不断的进步。
And so if man knows how to repent, its spiritual elevation will improve.
如果一个教会有经过悔改，这个教会是会大大的复兴。
And if a church knows how to repent, this church will be greatly revived.
那悔改的第一步就是要了解我到底有什么问题。
And so the first steps of repentance to understand what kind of problem I have.
那我们大部分人都觉得我没有问题。
And so most of the people felt that we don't have any problems.
我有什么问题？我跟大家一样啊。
And what kind of problems do I have? Because I'm just like everyone else.
那如果我没有问题，我就不会悔改。
And if I don't have any issues or problems, then I don't need to repent.
如果没有悔改，昨天的我跟今天的我就一样。
So if I don't need to repent, then yet the I that was yesterday is the same as today.
如果没有悔改，明天的我跟今天的我就一样。
So if I don't repent, the I that's today will be the same as tomorrow.
所以为什么我们信主几十年都一样？
And so that's why that how come we believe in after decades of beliefs, we are still the same.
因为我们没有悔改。
And because we did not repent.
那为什么我们觉得我没有问题？
And so why is it that we feel that we don't have any problems?
因为我们只活在人的面前。
And because we only are living in the front of men.
我们只认识人。
And we only know men.
认识人的文化。
And we know the culture of men.
所以我们跟他认同。
And so we have the same understandings.
但是我们不认识神。
But we don't know God.
虽然我们知道有一个神。
So although we know that there is a God.
我们也得到神很大的恩典。
And we receive bountiful grace from him.
但对认识神的知识很有限。
But the knowledge that we know from God is very limited.
所以圣经里面讲，我们要竭力追求认识神。
And so the Bible says that we have to pursue actively to know God.
因为当我们认识神。
And so once we come to know God,
我们才能够认识自己。
And that we could come to know ourselves.
因为神是绝对的标准。
And because God is an absolute standard.
神是绝对的善。
And because he's absolute kindness.
绝对的公义。
And absolute righteousness.
绝对的怜悯。
And he's absolute mercifulness.
那站在这个绝对的神面前，我们的不足。就是我们进步的空间。
And so in standing in front of this absolute God, anything that we're missing, we're lacking, this is room for improvement.
那神很抽象，我怎么站在神的面前？
And so if God is so abstract, how can I stand in front of him?
圣经说，
And the Bible said,
神的奥秘就是基督。
And so the mystery of God will be Christ.
所以认识神就是通过认识主耶稣。
And so to know God is to through the understanding of knowing Jesus.
有时候我们常常想，我信耶稣这么久，我不认识耶稣吗？
And so many times we will think that how come I know God for such a long time? How come I don't know Jesus?
其实主耶稣是奥秘，神的奥秘就在他里面。
And so, but Jesus is actually the mystery of God. The mystery of God lies with him.
所以每一次我们在读圣经，都对主耶稣有新的认识。
And so every time when we're reading the Bible, we have a new understanding towards Jesus Christ.
那再来对照我们自己，这个不足的地方就是我们进步的空间。
And so we will make a comparison, reflect on ourselves. Anything that we're lacking is room for improvement.
那这样叫做依着神的意思，忧愁。
And so this is a sorrowfulness according to the will of God.
英文叫 godly sorrow, 依着神的意思忧愁。
And it's called godly sorrow.
所以我们信仰要进步，常常要有依着神的意思的忧愁。
And so in order for our faith to improve, then we have to have godly sorrow.
我们常常世俗的忧愁太多。
And so many times we have much worldly sorrows,
但是没有依着神的意思忧愁。
And but we don't have any godly sorrows.
那我们来查考圣经，就是要认识神，这样来认识自己。
And so when we study in the Bible, we want to come to know God, to know ourselves.
这样我们能够懂得在哪里我需要悔改，我需要回转。
And so that this way we would know that in which aspect we need to repent and turn back.
那我们整个教会哈、啊、要怎么进步
？And so as an entire church, how should can we improve?、
哦、其实教会就是信徒组成。
And so, but church is formed by members.
啊，如果我们一直看说啊，某某人需要进步。
And if we just focus on a certain particular individual that needs improvement,
那这个教会就不会进步。
And so the church will not improve as a whole.
因为我们大家都看到别人有问题，所以别人要进步。
And because all of us will look at other people's issues and problems, and they need to improve.
那我们不会觉得我有问题，我需要进步。
And but we don't have any thoughts that we need to improve.
那每个人都觉得别人有问题，别人要进步，就没有一个人进步。
And so everyone thinks.That other people should improve and then correct themselves, then no one will improve.
哦，所以我们要教会进步，第一个先要我们自己进步。
And so, in order for the church to improve, then first of all, then we need to improve ourselves.
那每一个人都在进步，教会就进步了。
And so, each and every one of us is improving, then church as a whole will be improved.
所以我们在念耶利米书啊，不是要用这个来衡量。
And so when we're reading the book of Jeremiah, it's not to measure how much problem does other people have.
是要让我们来认识自己，怎么来改变自己。
And it's for us to come to a realization how, what kind of issues we have and then how to improve.
是我们能够进步，然后带动教会的进步。
And so that we can improve and then at the same time bring church to a total improvement.
好，我们现在来看啊。讲义第三页
And let's turn to page 3 of the notes.
从第三章的六节到五章的三十一节
And it's actually chapter 3 verse 6 to 36.
五章到五章在讲犹大对神的不忠
Chapter 3 to 5.
那昨天我们也稍微有提到
And this is the unfaithfulness of Judah. So we have talked about this yesterday.
在第九节。
And this is verse 9. 请读。三章第九节。
第三章第九节。
And chapter 3, verse 9. So it came to pass through her casual harlotry that she defiled the land and committed adultery with stones and trees.
这个地方讲啊，以色列轻忽他的淫乱。
And so it came to talk about the harlotry of Israelites.
那下面就是很难了解，跟石头、木头行淫。
And the second part is hard to understand because they committed adultery with stones and trees.
这是什么
？And what is this?
拜偶像。
And this is worshiping the idol.
啊，心跑去拜偶像。
And their heart.Set to worship the idols.
所以地就被污秽了。
And then so the land was defiled.
因此神的愤怒就快临到。
And so the wrath of God will be coming soon.
那在十一节里面，神应许要赦免他们。
And so verse 11, God has promised that he will forgive them.
所以十二节说，回来吧，我不怒目看你们。
And so verse 12, it says that return, and I will not cause my anger to fall on you.
因为我是慈爱的，我不永远存怒。
And for I am merciful, I will not remain angry forever.
当你回来，你只要做一件事情。
And so when you return, all you need to do is one thing.
十三节。
Verse 13.
就是承认你的罪，就是你违背你的神。
Only acknowledge your iniquity that you have transgressed against the Lord your God.
那接下去就在讲他们的拜偶像。
And then it talks about their idol worshiping.
但是问题是在第十节。
And but the problem lies in verse 10.
他们不一心归向我，这是假意。
And so that they have not returned to me with her whole heart.
就是没有从心里面真实的悔改。
And but a pretense because they have not really repented.
所以悔改不只是说回来教会。
And so repentance is not just to come back to church.
回来教会这是外在的。
And because this is external.
悔改是从内心知道我们有什么需要改变。
And repentance is to understand that what you need to correct inside of your heart.
求神赦免。
and to ask God for forgiveness.
这个才是真的悔改。
And so this is true repentance.
好，那在第三章的十九节到二十二节。
And chapter 3, verse 19 to 22.
再提到神要医治他们被盗的病。
And this talks about how God will be healing their problem of backsliding.
我们看二十二节经。
And verse 22. Return your backsliding children, and I will heal your backslidings.
被盗是一种病。
And so backsliding is a disease.
我们知道病没有得医治，这个是很严重的病啊，在神看来。
And we know that if a sickness is not healed, this is a very severe sickness.
病没有医治，最后就是死。
And so if something is not healed when you're sick, then ultimately you will die.
我们知道最强壮的人也怕久病啊。
And we know that the strongest person is afraid to be sick for a very long time.
那属灵上啊，如果一直在生病的状态
，and if spiritually you are in constant sickness，
在跟神是一种敌对的状态
，and so you are opposing against God，
神就把他的恩典收回
，and so God will retrieve back His grace。
那我们就生活在苦难当中
，and so we will living in the turmoil。
所以很多的苦难呢、啊，不是神要给我们
，and so many of the problems that you have, it's not from God.
基本上是因为我们离开神。
It's because that we have left God.
离开神不是说没有来教会。
And when you leave God, it doesn't mean that you did not come to church.
是我们的生活方式、人生的目标、我们的价值观离开神。
And it's because of our life goals, or our determinations, and then our values that have parted away from God.
所以这样啊，这个婚姻出问题、家庭出问题、一大堆问题。
And maybe you have a problem with your marriage, and then you have other issues with your families.
那要根本解决就是要回来。
And to solve this problem, then you have to return back.
神要医治他们被盗的病。
And so He will heal the problem of backsliding.
那这个病得医治，跟神的关系就好了。
And so after this is treated, their relationship would be better.
那跟神的关系好，神的恩典就临到。
And so after they have better relationship with God, then the grace of God will come upon them.
所以在二十一节，请读。
And so verse 21, a voice was heard on the desolate heights, weeping and supplication of the children of Israel, for they have perverted their way, they have forgotten the Lord their God.
以色列人哭泣，乃是因为他走弯曲之路，忘记了神。
The weeping and supplication of the children of Israel is because they have forgotten the Lord their God.
那神是正直的，离开神就是弯曲的。
And so God is upright. Once you leave God, your ways will be perverted.
那哭泣啊，就是一种痛苦的表达。
And so weeping is an action of being very painful.
所以离开神到最后，人一定是受苦。
So if you've forsaken God at the end, man will definitely suffer.
好，我们看二十三节。
And verse 23. Truly, in vain in salvation hope for from the hills and from the multitude of mountains. Truly, in the Lord our God is the salvation of Israel.
好，所以人真正的盼望是在乎神。
So the true hope of man is relying on God.
那从神以外，你看这个大山小山，想要得帮助，就是从神以外的任何一个资源，要得帮助到最后是突然的。
And so any kind of other external help, and whether from the big hills or the small hills, it's sudden.
那到了第四章。
And chapter 4.
第四章的第六节
，and chapter 4 verse 6, and set up the standard towards Zion, take refuge, do not delay, for I will bring disaster from the north and great destruction.
这里说我要从灾祸从北方而来
，and it says that disaster will come from the north.
这个在提到神用他的主权带来灾难
，and so this is talking about God.Bringing his sovereignty and will bring disaster to Israel.
所以对神的选民来说， 灾难不是偶然的。
And to the chosen people of God, disaster does not happen naturally.
啊，也不是意外啊。
And it's not an accident.
哦，其实他神在看顾他们，好像眼中的同人啊，在申命记这样讲。
And so God has seen them as the apple of the eye, and just like recorded in the Deuteronomy.
那在圣经里面讲，母亲会忘记他小孩，但是天父不会忘记我们。
And so the Bible says that maybe the mother will forget how to raise the children, but our father will never forget us.
所以这个灾难的临到是神用他的主权所安排的。
And so disaster came because through the arrangement of God's sovereignty.
为什么？
And why?
第八节。
In verse 8. For this, close yourself with sackcloth, lament, and wail, for the fierce anger of the Lord has not returned back from us.
这是因为以色列百姓激怒的神。
And so this is because that the people of Israel has provoked God to anger.
这个激怒就是说用一些动作，知道神不喜欢，你故意去做。
And to provoke God to anger is because that they know that they're not supposed to do a certain things, but they have done it purposely.
罗马书里面说，神任凭他们。
And so the book of Romans says that God allows them.
Give up. 英文翻译
give up.
人犯罪，有时候神，这为什么他犯罪，神不理他呢？因为神已经Give up, 随便他去了。
And because sometimes if men will sin, nothing would happen. It's because God has give up on them.
好像父亲在教小孩子，教他不听啊，随便你去了。
And just like a father is teaching a child that if the child does not listen at the end, the father will say that, okay, you can do anything you want.
所以有时候我们常常听人问你一个问题：如果有神，为什么允许这么多人犯罪？
And so sometimes we will hear the question that if there is a God, how come so many people will come to sin?
因为他们故意不认识神。
And because they purposely refuse to know God.
因为认识神就没有自由了。
And because once they know God, they will lose all freedoms.
神就任凭他去了。
And so God will let it be.
但是任凭他去不是说没有结果的。
And but,
没有后果的。
But if once God allows them to do that, it's not because of no consequences.
这最后要面对神的公义。
And because at the end they will face the righteousness of God.
那另外神的动作就是被激怒。
And so the other action is because God is provoked to anger.
那这次神就要用行动来使他们醒过来。
And so this time God will bring actions to make them be awake.
这个反而是一种爱。
And so this is a type of love.
因为任凭就没有希望了。
And because if you allow them, and there's no hope.
生活过得很好啊，继续活在罪里面，好像什么都没有发生啊。
And because it seems like you have a good life, and then nothing would happen, and everything seems very smoothly.
这样反而不好。
And this is actually not good.
为什么？
Why?
因为神已经放弃了。
And because God has totally give up on you.
那就没有希望了。
And you don't have any hope at all.
所以有时候我们就常常看到，为什么别人这样生活，这都没有事情。
And so sometimes we was wonder how come other people are living this way yet and they have no problem at all.
我稍微一点点不对，管教马上来到。
And so once I do some minor offenses, then a punishment will come in a hurry.
有时候常常会有这个问号。
And so sometimes we have this question mark in us.
如果我们做什么错都没有什么事情发生，可能神已经放弃我。
And any faults that we have committed, and if there's nothing that happens to us, maybe God has gave up on us.
所以希伯来书里面说，神所爱的他会管教。
And so in Hebrew says that whoever God loves, he will punish.
因此这里神生气是因为他爱他们。
And right here, because God is angry because he still loves them.
所以神才会用外族人的来攻打他们，让他们回头。
And so that's why God wants to use foreign tribes to attack them so this way they can return back.
我们看第四章
and chapter 4
的十八节
verse 18. 18, your ways and your doings have procured these things for you. This is your wickedness because it is bitter because it reaches to your heart.
这里讲
And it says here,
说你的行动作为招惹的这个事。
And your ways and your doings have to procure these things for you.
那你的罪恶的结果实在是苦。
And then your wickedness because it is bitter.
所以罪跟罚是连在一起的。
And so sin ties with punishment.
因此要不我们要活在平安喜乐里面的最重要就是要远离罪恶。
And so if you want to live in a life of peace and joy, the most important thing is to depart away from evil.
那先知在传警告这个代表神的公义。
And so when the prophet is preaching warnings, this represents the righteousness of God.
但是先知的另外一面是很忧伤的。
And, but the other aspects of the prophet, he is very sad and sorrowful.
所以我们看19节。
And verse 19, O my soul, I am pain in my very heart. My heart makes a noise in me. I cannot hold my peace because you have heard, O my soul, the sound of the trumpet, the alarm of war.
所以一方面他站在人的面前代表神在传警告。
And so on one aspect, the prophet is standing in front of men and preaching the warnings from God.
这是公义的。
And so this is righteous.
但是另外一方面他看到灾难即将临到他也很痛苦。
And on the other aspect, he sees that calamity is coming and inevitable and he is very painful.
这个痛苦就是神的痛苦。
And so this pain is the pain of God.
不是人的痛苦。
And this is not the pain of men.
因为这个先知有神的心啊。
And because this prophet has the heart of God.
所以他可以感受到神的痛苦。
And because he could feel the painfulness of God.
所以我们可以看到一个服侍神的最重要就是要有神的心。
And so we could realize that when you're serving God, ultimately you want to have a heart of God.
感受神的公义。
And to feel the righteousness of God.
但是也能够去感受人的痛苦。
But at the same time, you could feel the painfulness of men.
好，我们来看22节。
And let's read verse 22. For my people are foolish, they have not known me, they are silly children, and they have no understanding, they are wise to do evil, but to do good they have no knowledge.
这里说我的百姓愚蠢，不认识我。
And it says, my people are foolish, they have not known me.
不认识神，这个就是愚蠢。
And so, not knowing God, this is foolish.
我们看第五章。
And let's read chapter 5.
第五章的第四节。
And verse 4.
Yeah.
Therefore I said, surely those are poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God.
这里地方讲，这些人实在是贫穷，是愚昧的。
And it says that these people are poor because they are foolish.
And 不知道神的作为，他的法则。
And for they do not know the weight of the Lord, the judgment of their God.
不知道神的作为跟法则，就是人的无知。
And so this is the ignorance of men because they do not know the weight of the Lord and the judgment.
那这无知就是带来贫穷。
And so this ignorance will bring about poverty.
这个贫穷不一定是物质的。
And so this poverty might not necessarily be materialistic.
所以我们也听过有一本书叫做《穷的只剩下钱》。
And so we have heard maybe a book, the title is You're So Poor That All You Have Is Money.
这是一个牧师写的，《穷的只剩下钱》。
And so this was written by one of the reverend. It's that you're so poor that all you have is money.
这是什么意思？
And what does this mean?
除了钱以外，他什么都没有。
And other than money, he has nothing at all.
也没有平安。
He has no peace.
也没有喜乐。
He has no joy.
也没有盼望。
He has no hope.
什么都没有，只有钱。
And he has nothing but money.
那我们仔细看如果人活到最后，穷的只剩下钱，一定有一个原因。
And so if you examine this carefully, if you live to a point that you're so poor, all you have is money, it's because of one reason.
就是他没有神。
It's because that he does not have God.
不认识神，或者没有走到神的道理。
And he does not know God because he hasn't walked onto the way of God.
神应许我们是一块流奶与蜜之地。
And God has promised a land of flowing with milk and honey.
这个就代表丰盛。
And so this is represent bountifulness.
然后奶蜜就代表甜美。
And milk and honey represent sweetness.
所以罗马书十四章说神的国。
In Romans chapter 14, it says the fruit of God.
神的国在乎什么？
And what is that the fruit of God cares about?
我们看，姐妹很多人已经答出来，神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎。
And the kingdom of God does not matter of eating and drinking.
公义。
Righteous.
还有。十四章十七节，在什么？公义。
Righteousness.
还有。公义接着是什么？平安啊。
And then peace.
这两个连在一起啊。
And so these are connected.
因为有公义神同在，就有平安。
And because when you have righteousness, you have the abundance of God, so you have peace.
平安的另外一个解释就是和平。
And peace, other translation is to be in harmony.
跟神跟人很和睦。
And so you're in harmony with God and other people.
那没有公义，神就不同在。
And so without righteousness, God would not abide you.
神不同在，生活就充满着忧愁跟害怕。
And with no abidance of God, then your life would be full of sorrowful and afraid.
就没有平安。
And you have no peace.
没有神同在。
With no abidance of God.
我们常常恨就充满内心。
And so hatred will fill your heart.
所以人跟人就不能和睦。
And so men and men would not have any harmony.
那人不能和睦，人跟神也没有和睦。
And so if a man cannot be harmony with other men, then it cannot be harmony with God.
那如果有公义,
and if you have righteousness,
我们祷告跟神没有阻隔,
and so your prayer is not intercepted,
圣灵就会充满,
and your Holy Spirit will be filled,
结果就会喜乐,
and then you will have joy.
那这个叫做流奶与蜜之地,
and so this is called the land of milk, flowing with milk and honey.
那个迦南地在哪里?
And so where is the land of Canaan?
当然就在将来我们去的天国。
And of course, this is the heaven that we will be going.
但是还没有去以前。
But before we can go,
我们在主耶稣讲要先求神的国、神的义。
And so Lord Jesus Christ have said that you have to seek first His kingdom and righteousness.
那人问他神的国在哪里？
And so people ask Him, "What is the kingdom of God?"
就在你的心里面。
And it says that it's inside your heart.
所以那一块流奶与蜜之地就在我们心里面。
So the land of flowing with milk and honey is actually inside of hearts.
那如果我们家庭每一个人神的国都在他心里面。
And if in every household that the kingdom of God is inside of us.
那这个家庭就是充满着公义、平安、喜乐。
And so this household will be filled with righteousness and joyfulness
公义就是一切都是对的。
And happiness. And so righteousness, everything is correct.
我发现这个家庭里面不会争吵，不会打架。
And you realize that this family, nobody will be in feud.
冷战、热战。
And so whether this is a quiet dispute or not.
因为这家庭没有罪。一切都是对的。
Because this family has no sin and everything is correct.
没有吸毒的，没有醉酒的。
And there's no alcoholism or anybody that do drugs.
没有淫乱的。
And there's no idolatry.
那你就发现这个家庭就没有问题啊，一切都是对，就是没有问题啊。
And you will realize that this family everything is correct without any problems.
那有问题就是有不义啊，有不对的。
And so if there's a problem, that means that you have unrighteousness.
那一切都是对的，神同在，你就发现这个家庭气氛很平静安稳。
And if everything is correct and you see the abundance of God, you realize that this family is very in harmony.
那常常祷告被圣灵充满很喜乐。
And so you would often pray, you would be filled with the Holy Spirit and very joyful.
那就是在地如天啊。
And so this is on earth as it is in heaven.
所以我们所追求是什么？
And so what are we pursuing after?
就是在追求这一块流奶与蜜之地。
And we're pursuing the land of flowing with milk and honey.
因此在第五章的第四节。
And so chapter 5 verse 4.
说这些人实在是贫穷，是愚昧的。
And so it says that surely these are poor, they are foolish.
主要不是物质上。
And this is not materialistic.
他愚昧是因为不晓得神的法则。
And the fact that they're foolish, they don't understand the commandment and decrees of God and His actions.
如果知道神的法则，存着敬畏神的心，这样来生活。
And if they do know the way of the Lord and judgment of God, and then they will live their life accordingly.
生活就是丰盛，甜美。
And so they will have a bountiful and very sweetful life.
哦，还有平安。
And peace.
啊，这是非常可贵的。
And so this is very precious.
啊，所以我们信仰在追求什么？
And so what is our pursuance in our faith?
这跟世界上的目标是不一样的。
And so this is completely different from the goal in this world.
我们看第七节。
And let's read verse 7.
第五章。
And chapter 5. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and sworn by those that are not gods. When I have fed them to the full, when they committed adultery and assembled themselves by troops in the harlot's house.
说我使他们饱足，他们就行奸淫。
And it says, I have fed them to the full and they committed adultery.
这个可以两个解释。
And so there can be two explanations.
饱暖思淫欲。
And when you are full and warm, you would think about lustful thoughts.
所以有时候我们看夫妻两个正在拼他的前途的时候，这个婚姻没有问题。
And so you will see a husband and wife when they are fighting for their future, this marriage, without any problems.
但是两奋斗到一个程度成功了。
And once they come to a point that they're very successful,
婚姻反而有问题。
And then they would have problems.
因为生活太舒服，就开始想一些其他的。
And because they live a very comfortable life, they will be start thinking about other things.
但是这里讲行奸淫是指着拜偶像。
And but here, when they say committed adultery, is referring to idol worshiping.
这是引起神的愤怒了。
And so, they provoke God to anger.
看十四节。
Verse 14. Therefore, thus said the Lord of the hosts, because you speak of this word, because I will make my words in your mouth fire, and this people wood, and they shall devour them.
这个地方讲先知的口就成为火。
And it says that the mouth of the prophet will become fire.
那柴是什么？
And so what is the wood?
柴就是这些百姓。
And so the wood would be the people.
那火加柴就烧起来了。
And so when you add fire to wood, it will burn.
所以百姓的腐化活在罪里面，加上先知的警告，就是火加柴。
And so the corruption of the people and living in sin, and then also the admonition of the prophet, it became fire and wood.
那为什么先知讲的话变成火？
And so why would the words of the prophet become fire?
因为他是传达神的话。
And because he's delivering the message of God.
那神的话每一句都带有权柄。
And so every single word of God carries authority.
所以他们不悔改，就是火烧在柴就灭亡了。
And so if they don't repent, and then so the fire will be burning the wood, so therefore they will perish.
一起默祷。
And let's pray in silence.
Amen. 休息。